Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. The Tigers will split their competitors this weekend. A group will be heading out west to the Brian Clay Invitational in Azusa, California. That's the distance runners, or everybody else heading back to Gainesville, Florida for the Tom Jones Invitational. And Auburn back from Miami from a week ago, joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Coach, you sent a lot of your multi-event players, competitors, to Miami. Give us a quick wrap-up as they headed down to the Hurricane Alumni Invitational last weekend.
Well, it was a good day, good 2 days for us down there. The highlight, obviously, is Paulo Gravovol, who PR'd by, I think, 350, 370 points or so in the heptathlon, moved on to the Auburn top five list in the heptathlon, and the NCAA top 10. I think she's currently sitting eighth on the list. She had a really solid first day, kind of tailed off a little bit the second day, but that's kind of typical. That's only her second heptathlon for us here at Auburn. So we're going to come back and go back on the drawing board, train a little bit harder and get ready for the conference meet. But we think that she can qualify. At least Headings had a great day as well, PR'd as well, and has put herself in position where we think that she can threaten to score at the conference meet. Probably the misfortune that we struggled there is Michael May no-hided in the pole vault. And he was on his way to something that looked pretty solid. And we thought he could get to about 7,700 for us, which would put him in the discussion for NCAA qualifying. But had a little trouble with the pole vault, reminiscent of Dan O'Brien back in 1992, I believe. But we're going to fix that and get him ready for the conference meet as well.
All right. Let's look to this weekend when you send a group out to California, Azusa, California, your distance runners, and then I guess everybody else that's competing this weekend heading back to Gainesville. From a logistics standpoint, Coach, how do you handle that? Because it's a group that it's athletes, it's coaches, and group that's heading one way and another, or that's heading to another part of the country.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this is one of the nuances of the sport that I think is really incumbent upon us as coaches to explain. The entirety, nearly the entirety of the distance community is going out to Azusa to compete. I think they've got like 600-700 people in the 1500. I mean, everybody's going out there because the weather is just absolutely astounding for distance running at that particular venue. So you will often see, like we saw indoors, the vast majority of the athletes that qualify for the postseason will do so out at the Brian Clay meet. Indoors, I think all but one or two athletes in the mile and the 3K competed in Boston to qualify. That's kind of the way it is because the training cycle, the calendar, and then you couple that with a great atmosphere, and it makes for an amazing opportunity to qualify. So that's why we're going to send our best distance kids out there this weekend. The rest of us are going to be one of the best sprints, hurdles, and jumps meets in the country down in Gainesville. The Tom Jones meet is going to be outstanding. It's going to be a bit of a SEC and quite possibly an NCAA preview. The athletes that come out on top will surely have put themselves in contention for scoring at the NCAA meet. And so that's why we're going there, and it's in our backyard.
Sure. And I've got to think, as you, as the head coach who will be in Gainesville, you're going to spend a lot of time on the phone talking with Coach Kent and others out in California just to monitoring how they're doing out there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I won't necessarily be on the phone. You can monitor a lot of the results, even in real time, with some of the new technology that they have in track and field through Direct Athletics and the finish links and all of the other things that they use as far as the timing is concerned. And the time difference is will help as well. By the time we wrap up in Florida, they'll likely be getting started or may have started an hour or so before we finish up out in Azusa. So, and we only have a small group going. I think we have four or five men and three or four women traveling. So it won't be that difficult to follow.
All right. What do you hope to accomplish this weekend in Gainesville, Coach?
Well, you know, I mean, our last trip was outstanding. And, you know, so we're looking to have our full complement of the men's sprint group back. We have two athletes who are coming off Ramadan who will so we'll wind it up in the relay again. Hopefully be able to make a bit of an impact in the 200. We're going to run a couple guys in 200, which we haven't been able to do thus far very much this year. Our plans to put a 4x4 on the track. You know, we think we can run about 307, maybe 306 in the 4x4. We'll do that as well. In addition to our women's jumps group, we're going to push them a bit to try to get some marks that we think will help us. You know, I mean, we finished out last week, three weeks or so in a row where we really rose up the charts and got some really solid performances. And I think just we need to confirm them, those performances at Tom Jones.
Wish you all the best, Coach. Safe travels this week. War Eagle.
Thanks, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on this week in Auburn Track and Field.